KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Taxi Council sent tacos appealing for information about a double murder case in Ladysmith. A taxi driver and a passenger were gunned down near an RTI office on Saturday. The gunman is said to have opened fire on the driver and 69-year-old woman from another minibus on the N11. Santaco Sviso Shangase says while they cannot yet confirm, the incident is believed to be related to taxi violence in the area.
They were saying people should not then react in the manner into which they would want to retaliate. Let us basically wait for the law enforcement agencies to do their work and eventually wait for the truth then to come up.
Residents and disaster teams in Margate are continuing to sift through the debris and wreckage of damaged properties and infrastructure. A powerful storm ripped through the KZN South Coast on Sunday night, claiming the lives of at least five people, including a child. Gillian Breitenbach, the chairperson of the Community Policing Forum in Hibernian, says investigations are continuing. She says disaster management officials are still trying to make sense of the scale of the loss.
The CBD area in Margate was very, very badly damaged. The rain came down a lot. In a matter of a few minutes, it was like a freak storm. There were people asking for help. There was cars that were in the lagoons, the Wimpy, the whole front area of the CBD where the actual main beach is was totally damaged. The stairs are damaged, the Wimpy was damaged. A lot of shops had a lot of damage. It looked actually like a hurricane came through there.
The power is still out in some areas. Social development MEC Nonhlanhla Khoza says trauma counsellors are being sent to the victims' families to offer support. The department will also distribute food parcels.
It's said that some of the families have lost some food items and we are there. We just identify those people who are most vulnerable within the area.
The High Court in Pretoria will today hear former public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's challenge over the non-payment of her 10 million rand gratuity. After being found guilty of misconduct and incompetence by a parliamentary inquiry, she was removed from office in September and informed she would not be receiving her gratuity. Mkhwebane wants the court to set aside that decision by the Office of the Public Protector and for it to make an order for a just and equitable remedy. And police in Australia have declared the stabbing of a bishop and priest in Sydney a religiously motivated terrorist act.
We believe there are elements that are satisfied in terms of religious motivated extremism and, of course, the intimidation of the public through that person's act.
That's Commissioner Karen Webb. The priest and bishop were wounded during a church service yesterday. Members of the congregation detained the 16-year-old suspect. No one sustained life-threatening injuries. It happened just 2 days after six people were killed in a Sydney shopping centre. We've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban today. Maritzburg 25, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Litara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, it's set up for a dramatic night in the Champions League quarterfinals second legs. Perfect Palmer, he scored 4 for Chelsea in win over Everton. And Rafael Nadal says he's excited to play one more time at the Barcelona Open.